You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Nick Reisman in NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com reports that gridlock is the latest excuse from Albany for the lack of ethics reform. Quote, lawmakers in the Senate and Assembly differ on a range of anti-corruption measures, including an amendment that would strip those convicted of corruption of their pension, end quote, he writes. Recently, leaders of both parties in both legislative houses have been sent to prison on corruption charges, but Albany has passed no ethics or transparency reforms this session. While the legislators are not passing bills, several are under investigation, but they say that has not put a cloud over Albany. Quote, I don't think it affects anybody's mood or morale, Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie said. Quote, we have a responsibility. We have 15 days left in the session, and we know we have work to get done, end quote. Read the full story in nystateofpolitics.com. Valerie Volkovici reports for Reuters that the Constitution Pipeline Company, LLC, filed a lawsuit in the U.S. Court of Appeals May 16th against the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation ruling last month denying a water permit for the project. The proposed 124-mile natural gas pipeline would lie largely along the I-88 corridor from Schoharie County to Pennsylvania. Quote, we are ultimately seeking to have the court overturn this veiled attempt by the state to usurp the federal government's authority and essentially veto an FERC-certified energy infrastructure project, the pipeline owners said in the statement, referring to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Last week, New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman called on FERC to delay its December 2014 approval of the project until completing a probe into whether Constitution Partners illegally cut trees and disturbed wetlands along the pipeline path before approval of permits. Read the full story at Reuters. Assemblyman Pete Lopez hosts education forums next week in Cobleskill and May 18th in Saugerties. The May 18th event at 6 p.m. in the Saugerties High School Auditorium will include Dr. Peg Luxick. Quote, Dr. Luxick has more than 35 years of experience in special education and elementary education, and she has taught at every level from preschool to college, Lopez said. Quote, she has extensive experience in both traditional classrooms and alternative educational settings. Dr. Luxick has also worked for the U.S. Department of Education and is uniquely qualified to discuss these issues, end quote. Congress has passed on hearings over the water in Flint, Michigan, and Matthew Hamilton reports in Capitol Confidential that Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie said May 16th that the State Assembly does not yet need to hold hearings on the Hoosick Falls water contamination problem. Quote, the state took proper action and we want to look more at the results, end quote, he said at an unrelated event. Quote, we didn't say that we wouldn't do them, we just don't think it's necessary absolutely at this point. We think the state has taken action to resolve the issue in Hoosick Falls and other places around the state that may have those issues, end quote. Perfluorooctanoic acid has poisoned the Hoosick Falls water. Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, has called for a congressional investigation of the state and federal responses to the situation in the Rensselaer County town where the St. Gobain Performance Plastics Plant Superfund site in the village of Hoosick Falls is the original source of the problem. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. This has been the WGXC News Update. You can read these stories and more by visiting the newsroom at WGXC.org.